The Buck Sexton Show.
There's some real problems that are brewing when it comes to the anti-police movement in this country. Not a ton of media coverage of it because they haven't grown that much in size just yet. And I also think that there's a moment of sort of gathering together of the various factions that want to make a big statement about police violence across the country. Interesting that given some of the incidents that we've seen in recent weeks, and they have been bad. And this is nothing new because police make mistakes and police can go bad. In fact, the NYPD, they used to refer to perps in uniform as part of training. They would talk about people who, just because they have a badge and a gun, doesn't mean they're not a criminal. And they were always on the lookout for that. And it was the duty of other sworn law enforcement officers to immediately hold those who would break the law while in uniform accountable for it. That was part of the training. That was something that would be openly talked about. But some of these incidents that we've seen are bad. Some of them certainly seem to deserve criminal prosecution. In one case, very obviously so. And in others, it seems like negligence was certainly the case. And then we start to see that there's also the possibility that there's been some structural issues with this, shall we call it, I guess. For example, that situation in Tulsa, where the cop thought he was going for his taser and in fact went for a revolver and then shot a man who was already on the ground and being handcuffed. That was a 73-year-old reserve deputy named Robert Bates. Well, now there are some saying that he never received the certifications needed. There are some reports, I should say, that he didn't receive the certifications that he needed to be carrying or using that weapon in the pursuance of his reserve deputy duties. Again, here in New York City, there's the auxiliary police, and they basically got a baton, maybe. They have radios. They're really the equivalent of a neighborhood watch that has a direct line into the cops. They're not armed the way that police officers are. They don't have pistols, and they definitely don't have tasers, and they walk around, and they're essentially just extra eyes. Sheriff's deputies apparently can be armed and trained and treated quite the same way as sworn professional law enforcement. So they've got to be very careful. The moment you start giving people a loaded weapon and saying you need to be able to use this as part of your duties, the training becomes essential. And if there was a lack of training here, and there are some that are saying that not only was there a lack of training, there was a cover-up of it, and that they just allowed this 73-year-old man to have a firearm that he was not trained to use on duty, then we've got a big problem. So you see these things bubbling up across the country, and there have been some pretty substantial protests in the same places as we usually expected, because the activists know where their support base is, and they also know where it's easiest for them to organize. You've got protests in Oakland, protests in San Francisco, and protests here in New York City. In fact, just earlier this week, they shut down the Brooklyn Bridge for a little while by walking across it. And there were some incidents where cops were, in fact, assaulted. They were attacked because they were cops. And in one case, an officer was punched in the face. Now, this takes time for the real mobilization to occur. But I think what you're seeing here is, once again, the machinery, the sort of anti-cop machinery, is going to get going in a nationwide fashion. I think you're going to see the protests start to ramp up. And I think that they're just trying to figure out which incident, because there have been a few, which incident they will most clearly rally around. Now, you would think that South Carolina would be the obvious choice for mobilization purposes, because you have an individual who was shot. There's a video. It's horrific. And already murder charges have been pressed. I think that's the one that's most likely. But you also have to wonder, to what end? Because the activists are the ones who push the protests. I'm not talking about social media and that sort of thing. I mean, what gets people out on the street? What gets people throwing rocks and screaming at police? And what's the purpose of that? There have to be individuals who are bringing all of that together. And I think that you may see that there are some headwinds against it, because in this coming election year, make no mistake about it, the Democrat Party is still very tied in with many of these far-left institutions, many of these community organizer outfits and activists. And they're going to have to find a way to position themselves, because they have a lot of material to work with here, such that they can cause trouble. But it is not blamed on Hillary, the Democrats, and the Democratic establishment.